Hello, lovely people of the internet. How are we all doing today? Welcome back to Walk and Talk Level Up, a place where you can test your listening and comprehension skills while you practice your speaking skills. I'm Livia Pond, but you can call me Liv. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm always really happy to have you with me. If you're listening through a streaming platform like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, let me just remind you, you can go to fluencytv.com for completely free lessons in 5 different languages. We have over 1,000 of those lessons, so don't miss out. Also, on our portal, you can see further explanations and examples of the structures we work on here today. All right, you probably already know the drill, so let's just jump into it. We're going to listen to a conversation where a woman is being interviewed for the second time for a job opening. We call those follow-up interviews. Let's give it a listen.
Mrs. Aspen, thank you for coming in such short notice.
It was no trouble.
Well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview.
Ask away.
You said you worked in big teams before, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I was the lead manager of my team. As such, I had a lot of responsibilities.
I can see that. You must have had your hands full.
That I did, but it was a good team and it was an honor working with them.
That's good to know. Now, let's talk about your work hours and pay.
Okay, so we heard a woman interviewing Mrs. Aspen, asking her questions about her work experience. Listen again.
Mrs. Aspen, thank you for coming in such short notice.
It was no trouble.
Well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview.
Ask away.
You said you worked in big teams before, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I was the lead manager of my team. As such, I had a lot of responsibilities.
I can see that. You must have had your hands full.
That I did, but it was a good team and it was an honor working with them.
That's good to know. Now, let's talk about your work hours and pay.
How much of that conversation did you understand? Most of it, maybe none of it. Don't worry, we're going to work on it so you can understand everything. Just remember to repeat with me out loud, okay? It's very important you speak up and hear yourself speaking. Our dialogue starts with the woman saying, Mrs. Aspen, thank you for coming in such short notice. So, Mrs. Aspen is the name of the woman who wants a new job. Let's repeat, Mrs. Aspen. Mrs. Aspen. Thank you for coming in such short notice. Here, that means in so little time. So she's thanking Mrs. Aspen for agreeing to go to this interview, even though they didn't tell her with a lot of time before the time of the interview. Repeat after me. Such short notice. Such short notice. Such short notice. Now let's try the whole sentence. Mrs. Aspen, thank you for coming in such short notice. Again, Mrs. Aspen, thank you for coming in such short notice. Good job. Mrs. Aspen says it was no trouble. That means the same as saying, don't worry, it wasn't a problem. Repeat. It was no trouble. It was no trouble. It was no trouble. Again. It was no trouble. Then the woman says, well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview. That means that Mrs. Aspen was there before and already had an interview. And what's happening now is a follow-up, a sequel to the interview that happened before. We also use that expression in Portuguese, right? Repeat after me. Follow up. Follow up. Well, I just have a couple of questions. Well, I just have a couple of questions. In this follow-up interview. Interview is a word that can be a little tricky to say, so let's repeat it slowly. Interview. Interview. As with most words with a T, you can choose to mark the T or not. Repeat it both ways. Interview. Interview. Well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview. Well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview. Let's do the full sentence now. Well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview. Again, well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview. One more time. Well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview. That makes sense, right? This is the second interview, and Mrs. Aspen probably already answered a bunch of questions. So the lady only has a few questions. Then, after she says that, Mrs. Aspen says, ask away. That's a way of saying, go ahead, ask me anything. Don't worry about the questions, I'm going to answer everything you ask me. Repeat, ask. Away. Ask away. Did you notice the linking sound there? We don't say ask away, we say ask away. Repeat again, ask away. Her first question is not really a question. She says, you said you worked in big teams before, is that right? So she wants confirmation of something she already knows. She starts with what she knows, which is that Mrs. Aspen said she worked in big teams before. Then she adds, is that right? That's a way of getting confirmation and at the same time asking the person to elaborate, to talk more about it. Let's repeat what she says. You said you worked, you said you worked in big teams before. You said you worked in big teams before. Is that right? Is that right? You said you worked in big teams before. Is that right? Now let's try the whole sentence. You said you worked in big teams before. Is that right? Again, you said you worked in big teams before. Is that right? One more time. You said you worked in big teams before. Is that right? Madam is a way of referring to an older lady with respect. It comes from the word madam, but it was shortened until it became ma'am. Repeat after me. Ma'am. Yes. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She continues saying, I was the lead manager of my team. The lead manager is the manager who is in charge, the person who is above the other managers. Repeat. I was. I was the lead manager. I was the lead manager of my team. Of my team. I was the lead manager of my team. I was the lead manager of my team. I was the lead manager of my team. She continues saying, as such, I had a lot of responsibilities. When she says as such, she's using such as a way of not repeating the information she just gave. It's like she's saying, as a lead manager of my team, I had a lot of responsibilities. Isn't that way too long? Best to use such, right? Repeat after me. As such, as such, I had a lot of responsibilities. As such, I had a lot of responsibilities. As such, I had a lot of responsibilities. Again, as such, I had a lot of responsibilities. Good job. The interviewer says, I can see that. Repeat. I can see that. I can see that. Again, I can see that. And she continues saying, you must have had your hands full. She's saying here that because she has a lot of responsibilities, it's very likely, very probable that she was busy a lot. She had a lot of things to do. Repeat after me. You must have had you must have had you must have had your hands full. Your hands full. You must have had Your hands full. You must have had your hands full. Again, you must have had your hands full. Good job. We're almost done with our dialogue. Mrs. Aspen says, "That I did." She's agreeing, saying that her hands really were full, that she really was busy. Repeat, that. I did. That I did. That I did. And she continues saying, but it was a good team and it was an honor working with them. But it was a good team. But it was a good team. And it was an honor working with them. But it was a good team. And it was an honor working with them. But it was a good team. And it was an honor working with them. Now let's repeat the full sentence. But it was a good team and it was an honor working with them. Again, but it was a good team and it was an honor working with them. One more time. But it was a good team and it was an honor working with them. Awesome. We got to the last line of dialogue. The interviewer says, "That's good to know." Repeat. That's good to know. That's good to know. That's good to know. And she continues saying, now let's talk about your work hours and pay. So now they're going to talk about her schedule and salary before continuing with the interview. Repeat after me. Now, let's talk about your work hours and pay. Now let's talk about your work hours and pay. Now let's talk about your work hours and pay. Again, now let's talk about your work hours and pay. One more time so we can finish strong. Now let's talk about your work hours and pay. Awesome job. Now that we're done with our analysis, let's listen to the dialogue again.
Mrs. Aspen, thank you for coming in such short notice.
It was no trouble.
Well, I just have a couple of questions in this follow-up interview.
Ask away.
You said you worked in big teams before, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I was the lead manager of my team. As such, I had a lot of responsibilities.
I can see that. You must have had your hands full.
That I did, but it was a good team and it was an honor working with them.
That's good to know. Now, let's talk about your work hours and pay.
How much of it did you understand now? I hope all of it, but feel free to listen to it again, visit our portal, and check out the material on our page. There's a new episode of Walk and Talk Level Up every week, and we'll be waiting for you. Until next time, stay awesome.